What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Nerd Twinner Movie Podcast. I am your host, Nerdpool Prime. Thank you so much for joining me. Now, I do just quite wide range of type of content on this channel. Pretty much anything from gaming, sports, cards, comics, movies, TV shows, you name it. So if you like that kind of content, do a favor, give me a follow. But this week we're going to talk about The Flash. Yes, I'm here again talking about The Flash, but there's a reason for that. It's a callback to my previous episode where I, for lack of a better term, ranted and raved about how it was a little ridiculous that you, as Warner Brothers, would cancel the Batgirl movie to take it as a tax write-off and then also to claim that it was because of the quality, which we all know wasn't true. And then you still went forward with The Flash, with Ezra Miller and all this horrible and everything he's done, even though we told you pretty much out loud, many creators and everything like that were like, we're not going to go see this movie because of him being the main character. And I've said it before, I mean, it doesn't make any sense that, you know, most of it was CGI anyways, and pretty bad CGI from what I've seen. They could have CGI'd anyone. It didn't have to be Ezra Miller. That was their call, and it was the wrong call. And it just didn't do well in the theaters. And then I'm going to touch on a little bit later about the state of box office. And many people are saying, oh, look, this did bad. Then the new Indiana Jones movie did bad. Oh, no. The movie industry is dying. That's not what this is about. Yes, is the movie industry struggling? Sure, absolutely. Like every other industry ever at all right now. I mean, everything is freaking out of control. But when you look at some of the movies that came out this year, did very well. The ones that people actually wanted to see, you know, like, you know, Super Mario and Guardians of the Galaxy and even Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumanium. I mean, movies have done well. You can't just say, oh, look, all movies are bad because two movies did bad back to back. Three movies if you include the new Transformers movie. So the issue isn't the movies. It's like in general, like the going to the theater. No, it's the quality or the type of movie that you're showing. I mean, Into the Spider-Verse did very, very well. So to sit there and say, well, it's because of the, you know, the whole everything that's going on right now. It's part of inflation and everything. That is part of it, but that's not the biggest part. The biggest part is you're continuously putting out movies that people didn't ask for, and we don't need. Now, I haven't seen the new Indiana Jones movie. I've heard mixed reviews. Some say it's great. Some say it's horrible. So I don't know about that. But I know there weren't people going, we need another Indiana Jones movie. We were like, oh, cool, Indiana Jones alone? Fair, fine. Oh, the final one with Harrison Ford? Cool, cool, cool. Sure, sure. But it was not a movie that everyone was like, yo, you know what we need? Bro, we need a new Indiana Jones movie. We need to milk the Indiana Jones property for as long as we can while Harrison Ford can still do it. That's not what we want. Now, again, like I said, it may be good. I haven't seen it, so I can't comment on its quality. I'm just saying that something that, like, Into the Spider-Verse, Mario, Guardians of the Galaxy, these are all movies that were fantastic. I'm going to get hate in the comments for saying this, but I haven't seen Into the Spider-Verse yet. It's been a rough few months, days, weeks, and even a year. but I don't doubt its quality at all. Based off of what I've heard and what I've seen, the clips that I've seen. So there's definitely not a issue with movies as a whole. It's what you're putting out. And The Flash is set to lose $200 million based off of recent reports. That would have been a nice little tax write-off instead, right? See, your reverse logic that you tried to spin with the Batgirl of the quality and canceling that for the $90 million. $90 million on a streaming platform that was didn't need to have a release date anyways, just put it on the platform. That is the one that you canceled. You rob us of Brendan Fraser as a villain and Leslie Grace as Batgirl. Keaton was in that too. But you went forward with The Flash with all the problematic issues with it and then apparently didn't even finish the CGI. But that movie, you rush out. You get that out when obviously it wasn't even complete. But Batgirl was complete and you just canned it. And now Blue Beetle comes out next month. It's supposed to start the whole new James Gunn universe, and yet has anyone seen any trailers or any type of promotion besides like that first trailer that we got that leaked and then they released just because, oh, well, it was already leaked. I mean, it doesn't paint a good picture when you look at all of this surrounding evidence about how little they seem to care. Now, again, I spoke about this last week. I believe that James Gunn might turn the ship around, and we shall see. Blue Beetle was approved and pretty much done before Gunn came along, and I'm guessing Gunn kind of was like, we're going to keep this one. But at the same time, there are, like, doesn't seem to be any type of accountability for choosing which properties just to cancel and which properties to move forward with. It doesn't seem to be anything about quality. It's, again, like I said last time, it's all about the money, and that's fine. You're allowed to do that. That's kind of what companies do, is they do things, whether it's a service or goods or whatever, and they want to make money off it, obviously. But don't lie about it and say it has anything to do with anything else besides that. Because apparently The Flash was not very good, but it's The Flash, so you were like, oh, we're going to make money off it, let's put it out. But then you look at the background and go, oh, it's unreleasable. It's just not up to the standards that we expected, so we're going to go ahead and use it as a tax write-off. Something's wrong there, because you can't have it both ways. It can't be about the quality and then put out a piece of crap. This is your word, your logic that is creating all these issues. I mean, you can't have it both ways. And it appears that they think they can. And the community and I guess the entire world basically was like, yeah, we're not going to support this. And now it's going to be heading to streaming even sooner than anyone anticipated. It's been pulled from theaters because it was costing them money to keep it in theaters, and they were losing even more. Whether or not Warner Brothers or any other company chooses to listen to the fans, that's on them. I mean, obviously, it's their properties. They own them. We just enjoy them. But it seems like, you know, if the fans don't like what you're doing, they're not going to support it, and you're going to lose millions, if not billions. So I would suggest, and again, I'm nobody. I mean, I have 100 followers, subscribers on YouTube, and a couple thousand on TikTok, and a couple thousand more on Instagram. So I'm nobody. I get that. And my words will probably never even reach you, but I still feel the need to say them. If the fans tell you they don't want something, don't fucking give it to them. If the fans ask for something, give it to them. You don't have to give them everything, but if across the board you see that the fan base wants something, why would you deprive them of that? And I understand this is coming off the heels of the Snyderverse people. I enjoyed the Snyderverse, don't get me wrong, and I think how they ended that and all that is just unacceptable. How they had Joss Whedon come in and basically strip it to its bones and remove the minority character who was the heart of the film because he didn't like the tone, and then misogynistically throw the Flash onto Gal Gadot. I mean, it's just, that is wrong. And the Snyderverse, the Snyder Cut is really good, but it's also too long to ever be in theaters. They could have done a part one, part two, which would have been great, and then had a part three and four or whatever. You know, they could have done something there. And I'm not saying restore the Snyderverse. I mean, at this point, it's not going to happen because of what's happened. So, and I understand that those type of fans kind of maybe put a sour taste in some executives' mouths because, you know, they were so almost militant with their desires to get the Snyderverse out. And that is understandable. I understand that. But at the same time, there is a line where the fan base begs you for something. Why not give it to them? I mean, you ended up giving us the Snyder Cut. I mean, I understand it's not what you, I mean, I guess wanted, because obviously you went a different direction, but there were some good things there. And the way that James Gunn is introducing a lot of things as Elseworlds, I mean, why not have some type of carryover? And if you're going to have the carryover be Ezra Miller's Flash, you're doomed. Absolutely fucking doomed. And that's your fault. Because I'll tell you what. If the Flash makes it out of this movie and and Ezra Miller is the Flash moving forward, I'm done. I don't care how good the movies will be. I'm just not gonna. I put the problems aside as a company. Okay, I mean, that should be a disqualifier in and of itself, but you know that's obviously not. So let's just put that aside for a second in this debate or this conversation that I'm having with myself online. Look at it commercially, critically, and financially. You're about to lose $200 million. What could be any reason to keep Ezra Miller? Now, you think that, over time, people will just forget and just give in and go see it. I highly doubt that shit. I mean, even if you put it on streaming as quickly as you say you are, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean people are going to watch it. I mean, I keep bringing up the same movie. The second Avatar movie has been on streaming for a while. I still haven't watched it. I'm paying for two services that has it on there. And they're shoving it down my throat every time I turn on either Disney Plus or HBO Max. One of the promos is that Way of the Water, whatever the hell it is. I just don't have any interest to see it. I'm sure one of these days I'll end up watching it. But, like, it doesn't mean it should continue. And I mean, again, I'm definitely not comparing The Flash with Avatar. I don't personally like the Avatar, but I understand the appeal, and it's fine. I get it. But this is different. This is just, like, there's just so many problems at the heart of the character that the person who's playing the character that you want to keep in the universe moving forward. It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. It's detrimental to the future of the DC universe. And I am a huge fan of all things comic books. I'm not a Marvel guy. I'm not a DC guy. If anything, I'm more of an indies kind of guy, but I want comic book movies to succeed. I don't want there to be this MCU's great and all the DC movie sucks. I don't want that. And it doesn't seem like, at least up till now, that what the fans wanted or what the fans felt was what we should have was completely irrelevant. Like, it was almost like, it's like, hey, we have Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. You will come and see this movie, even if it's a pile of dog shit. Coming soon. It's like, no. Like, if it's not good, and especially, man, you gonna try to, like, put a bad movie in front of nerds? You know what nerds do in their free time? Do you know what nerds like to do? They like to destroy and rip apart horrible sources of media, whether it's comic books, books, TV shows, movies. They get their rocks off. They get their kicks by literally destroying movies they don't like. Picking it apart scene by scene, line by line. This is bad because this, 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 and this. those are the type of people that you're going to try to strong arm into liking the characters that you want them to like for the reasons you want them to like them? Good luck with that, buddy. Why so serious? Because you're fucking stupid. Like, and they've shown they can make good movies and good TV shows. I mean, look at their animated version. Like, the animated series and movies, they're fantastic. So it's, and I brought this up last time, it's not about the characters. It never is. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, like, these are, Green Lantern, these are characters that are just so iconic that it's almost baffling how much they have hurt it. It's really almost like as if they're trying to ruin them. Like, I mean, at this point, I don't know. I don't know what to say anymore. Like, it does. Like, and again, I'm very, very hopeful that James Gunn is going to turn it around. He just seems to have the certain knack for doing that. So for me, I really do have a lot of apprehensions for the DC universe moving forward, because obviously they've shown that it's really not very good at this time. But what I'll say is, it would be really easy. Like, even if you want to keep the Flash and the connection to all the multiverses, you know, with your Elseworlds, bring in Wally. Wally West is amazing. He's such a great Flash. Like, and you don't have to write off that stuff. You can just kind of brush it under the rug because you'll have a new Flash. It's really not that hard. I mean, I don't think, at least. Again, I know I'm not the, it's not like I am an award-winning producer, director, or anything. So who the fuck am I to say anything about this? But again, I'm a nerd on the internet. Case in point. And you know, when you look at the entire landscape of film right now, there are people who are saying, you know, comedy's dead, you know, this. There's so much that there's only so many times you can reproduce the same thing and expect a different result. I mean, a lot of stuff nowadays isn't even original, and that's a problem. And you know, Super Mario, you know, you look at that movie, it's not an original property, but the story was original. It's entertaining as hell. Guardians of the Galaxy, again, not new characters, but again, this new story, I mean, it's fantastic. In the Spider-Verse, you know, but then it doesn't always work. You can't just if you think about darts, even if you're a great dart player, Ted Lasso style, I mean, you're not going to hit everything every time. It's just not possible. That's why you play the game. But when you look at, like, the future of film in general, I mean, there's some debate on whether or not original stories can even hang. And I'm telling you, I'll say this. People ranted raves about Everything Always Everywhere at Once. That was original. Critically, commercially, like, every way, that was a success. I just don't see how some people have it so bleak. I don't think it is as bleak as people are making it out to be, but there is a lot of things that need to change. And like I said, hopefully with James Gunn coming in, We get that change we need for the DC universe, because what really is the best thing for all nerds is for comic book movies to be successful. And you want to know why that's the most? Because no matter what, whether it's Marvel or DC, the more that gets made and actually make money, the better chances some of our favorite indie titles might get the same treatment. I've been waiting forever for the Netflix Berserker, for the Netflix Something Is Killing the Children, for the Noctera live-action television show that's coming out. These are all things that are possible because comic book movies make money. So if if it means we get more indie and more amazing stories, because that's what indies are, let's hope that we can get a good DC and Marvel Universe. Hell, let's hope they compete and just push the envelope even further so more and more great stories can be told. Because comic books are the most malleable piece of entertainment you can possibly imagine, and you can tell any story on it. So any comic book has the chance to become a movie or a TV show, and that's not necessarily the goal, but it'd be amazing. I'm personally writing a comic book, and I would love for it to be turned into a live action. In fact, I write a lot of the scenes cinematically to go, look at this. This is basically a storyboard for the first 20 minutes of the movie. What do you think? We could do this, right? Or a TV show, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm not writing it to get it optioned, but I'm writing it to have this story told through that medium, but in a way that is cinematic. Because I watch movies. I break down TV shows. It's what I do. So I want this book that I'm writing to be something that someone can do that with. So I tend to make a lot of decisions in my writing in terms of, if I'm reading this, could I see this as something I'd want to see in live action or even animated, you know? Because while it's not the goal, it sure as hell will be welcome. And I would say that making a good comic is what's the most important thing. But for anyone to say that they wouldn't want their comic optioned unless they don't think it's very good, I don't see why. Because again, you can tell any story on a comic page. You know, it doesn't have to be a superhero, the tights and capes. You know, it could be a horror story. It could be like mine. It's a zombie comic, zombie / infected. It's both. You can tell a love story. You can tell any type of story you want. So the success of DC and Marvel content leads to the success of, I believe, the comic book industry as a whole. Unfortunately, it should be just about the comics. It should be just about the stories, but it's not. It's about money. And if they sell, they will continue to make them. And I don't know about you, but I want them to continue to make comic book movies, comic books, and everything in general. So yeah, it's about money. And I guess some of us are just, you know, comfortable admitting it. Listen, I understand that there's this whole system that you guys got to play by. I get it. And guess what? I understand. But I know how to play the system too. And if you're looking at it, you look at the whole thing, the landscape, man. It there's always been adaptations in film, whether it's from plays or books or, you know, events that happen in the real world. So I don't know about you, but I would really like to see more and more comic book stories get told in different mediums. Because if, at the very least, if you have a TV show that brings one new reader, even if it's just to that title, is a success. Whether it's financially, critically, whatever. If someone goes, I watched Here Walks Monsters on AMC last week, I want to go read the comic book. I said AMC because that's where The Walking Dead is on. My comic book adaptation couldn't be on, you know, paid cable. It'd have to be on like HBO or something like that, because it's gonna be gruesome. But again, like, I want to see the stuff I love succeed. I want to be able to, 20 years from now, hopefully still talking about comic book movies and comic book, like, entertainment in general. If DC fails and all we have is Marvel, while Marvel might be entertaining, might be great and all of that, it will have no incentive, no competition to actually push the envelope and make better and better movies. The best and most healthy thing for this whole genre, and I'm gonna lump nerd, I'm just gonna call it the nerddom, because it's not just comic book movies, it's Star Wars and all this other things, because now those are in comic books. See what I'm saying? Every story can be told in comic books. So the more adaptations, the better the health of the comic book community, the comic book industry in the physical and digital medium can progress. If everything is making money, then the executives will push more and more things forward. And that's what we want, because we want comic books to be alive. I've talked about on this podcast how it doesn't look good for the future of the comic book community when there are a lot of issues and a lot of people doing bad things. And there are a lot of people doing great things. I'm not trying to pinpoint any issue or blame any person in this conversation, because that's not what we're doing here. We're talking about the future and how good it could be. I mean, if Berserker does well on Netflix, if Something That's Killing the Children does well, if Nocterra does well, if these comic book movies and TV shows and animations do well, they'll want to do more. And that's can only help the comic book community as a whole. And I have time and time again would rather the comic book community survive than my podcast or my business to survive, because it's bigger than me. It's bigger than any of us. It's all of us and none of us, because it's not something you can hold. It's its own living entity that we just get to interact with. And I want it to grow and I want it to succeed. So while people might, say, I'm only Marvel, I'm only DC or whatever, I would implore you to try everything. If you only read Marvel or only watch Marvel stuff, try some DC stuff. Try some indies. Because the more we put into the ecosystem of the comic book community, whether it's all the other different mediums and everything like that, the nerddom, as you will, the more they will invest in it. And yeah, it's kind of stupid that we're the poor people enjoying this content and we're the ones who have to push it forward. But right now, that's kind of what we got to do. And I think there is a route, there is a path that the community and the fandoms will take where it all works out. But there are some paths that are pretty damn scary. And I one way or another, the industry will survive. Even if there's another bubble burst like there was in the 90s, just have to, put the stuff in storage and wait it out for the next boom. And, I do have hope. The up-and-coming younger crowd of comics is incredibly intelligent and incredibly built to last. And one of the people I'm specifically talking about, Noah from Noah's Amazing Reviews, if you haven't checked out his content, you should, because he's amazing, as is his name. But he, I think with people like him growing up in this age, I think we're heading in the right direction. And I just hope that we can all help steer the boat to get to the right place. Because, man, the nerds won. And I want it to stay that way. We're teetering on the edge, ladies and gents. And everything in between. Let's make sure we get to the other side. And before I go, I want to announce a few things. Starting next week, I'm going to release, probably around Wednesday, a schedule where I will be live streaming and doing a lot of different things. I'm going to start doing gaming. I'm going to start doing reviews. There's a lot of things coming down the pipe. So just make sure you give me a follow on here and all my other social medias. I'm very easy to find. Just search Nerdtween, and you can see it up on the side over here. It's like Tatooine, but for nerds. Check me out on Whatnot every Thursday night now, the Thursday Night Mafia, giving great, absolutely amazing sellers who, you know, even if you, you know, don't like Whatnot because of the bad apples, anyone on the Thursday Night Mafia is not like that. They are collectors first who come to, you know, to your home, basically, with the connection through Whatnot, and just hang out and sell comics. You're not going to get ripped off. And we do, almost everyone does giveaways in show, and there's a weekly where you get a giveaway for spending a certain amount of money in every show. If you spend $30 on any show, you get entered into a slab giveaway as just a token, a thank you of our appreciation for you coming and hanging out with us. That is every Thursday on Whatnot. I might be on other platforms moving forward. That's going to be part of the schedule that I'm going to announce. But yeah, I really appreciate anyone who stopped by and take a listen to this podcast. If you're into multi-fandom content, this is the place to be. I do breakdowns, predictions, and a lot more. So if you're, that's your kind of thing, just, you know, help me out. Give me a follow. Subscribe. Like, share. Do all that algorithm-y stuff. I'd greatly appreciate it. Until next time, this is Nerdtween signing off. Forget about it.